MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The constitutional amendment that would take the Children, Youth, and Families Department out from under the governor's cabinet and place it under the eyes of a commission, also known as House Joint Resolution 4, passed its first committee hearing on Wednesday. But not all representatives are on board, and apparently neither is the governor nor CYFD itself. Sponsor of the joint resolution, Democrat Representative Eleanor Chavez, said the proposal would establish a CYFD commission made up of only three people. And the people who get to pick who is on that commission are the governor, Speaker of the House, and the Senate pro tem. Lawmakers proposed the same amendment during the 2025 session, but with a five-person commission giving the minority party at the roundhouse two appointees. That proposal died in committee, and this time, the minority party is being cut out completely.
Only one party would have a seat at the table when it comes to fixing our child welfare issues, and we need a seat at the table,
said State Representative John Block. But he does think collaboration is the key to finding solutions to CYFD's problems.
So CYFD is a big dumpster fire right now. It's a mess, and there is no one solution that we can do to plug the gap. But what we can do is work collaboratively with Republicans, Democrats, independents, and make sure that those solutions that we all want for our children in the state can come to the finish line.
And Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham released a statement on the matter, saying she believes that restructuring CYFD into a commission-run agency is a bad idea. She stated, quote, "The proposal would delay meaningful reform for years, remove direct accountability to voters, and disrupt measurable progress already underway." If House Joint Resolution 4 passes through its next committee and the House and the Senate, it would be put on the ballot during the next election. Lujan Grisham would not have any veto power on the bill. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.